Welcome to Katie's Crib, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Katie's Crib. You guys, here we are. We did it. This is the season three finale of Katie's Crib. Thank you guys so much for listening. My Katie's Crib community has been such a source of inspiration and support during this incredibly challenging, epic, up and down, learning and unlearning, wild year. And what we have here for the season three finale is actually a two-parter. It's two episodes for the price of one. That's right, folks. It is a twofer with the one and only Shay Mitchell. I am so excited. Part one, why we had to do a twofer, I'll explain, is that the first episode, Shay and I actually recorded on March 12th of 2020. That is the day before shutdown. Shay and I met in person. This was the last in-person interview I did for Katie's Crib. We bumped elbows because we didn't know if it was safe to hug, even though we really wanted to. There was hand sanitizer all over the tables. Toilet paper had been bought from all the grocery stores, and we didn't know what was on the horizon. So I'm very excited for you to listen to the 2020 version of Shay Mitchell with her five-month-old and me with a pregnancy that I didn't know about yet. For episode two of the finale, Shay and I just met a few days ago because I reached out and I was like, Shay, everyone's going to want to know how you are now, me especially. And so the second episode of the season finale is February 2021 Shay Mitchell and February 2021 Katie Lowe's. I have a newborn. Shay has a 1 year, 5 month old. We are still in pandemic times, and yet we understand it more. It has been a year and change that no one ever saw coming. So here you have it, episode one of the season finale of Katie's Crib. And then once you've listened to this episode, head over to part two. I am very excited to introduce today's guest. She is an actress. She's an entrepreneur. She is a queen of travel. She is a new member of the Mom Club with a five-month-old. We know her as Emily Fields in Pretty Little Liars, Peach in You on Netflix, and most recently Stella Cole in Dollface on Hulu. Yes, yes. And I feel like I've known you for like 100 years through Troy and Belisario. Everybody, welcome. The one, the only Shay Mitchell.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming on. I feel like I just can't believe I don't think we've met before.
We haven't.
But I really
feel like I've met you because I've seen you on TV, obviously, and that's always the kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But no, but I feel like I know you.
I'm very thrilled that you're here and also that now we are going to be friends.
Yes.
Get ready for friendship, as I
like
to say.
All right. Let's
dive in. We've already been talking for like a while before we turned on these mics. So we're already like into a topic. We were talking about your beautiful daughter, Atlas. I love that name.
Thank you.
Oh my God. How did you come up with it?
I actually didn't. It was our good friends who were coming up with a name for their daughter, like probably about 2 years ago. And they were going through the list and all of a sudden they hit Atlas. And I looked at Matt and I'm like, oh, he's like, whoa. I'm like, They can't use that one. And so we're like telling him, we're like, you should.
We don't really like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
we're
and
like,
she's
that's
like,
a terrible
yeah, I thought
name.
So too. And then all of a sudden, you know, we called her Atlas and then she's like, hey.
Was Atlas going to be the name whatever, boy, girl, they?
No, we have a boy name still. We okay. always had a boy name. I thought I was having a boy. Just instinctively, I was like, nah, I think I'm having a boy.
Right.
So
and
we
you didn't find
name.
Out.
We did find out.
You
yeah.
found out. Oh, yeah, oh yeah, yes, yeah. yes, 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 yes. The big gender reveal.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes, I know about this.
So we thought it was boy, and then until we did the gender reveal, then when it was a girl, we were like, we have no name. Mm-hmm. This is like completely, you know, changing everything we had ever thought about. Mm-hmm. So Atlas came about, and then her middle name, Noah, actually got from Twitter. So I
yeah,
do read
Twitter.
Those. Yes. Some fan was like, what do you guys think Shay and Matt's baby's name is going to be? And there was like a list, and then they had Noah, and it was N-O-A. I'm like, that's sick.
I
called him. I'm like, Atlas, Noah, and your last name. It was great.
Now, Atlas, you guys follow Shay Mitchell, your beautiful daughter. We were talking about she presents as white.
Yes.
She is very fair skinned.
Very
she
fair.
Is blue eyed. Mm-hmm. She has light hair.
Yes.
And you and your husband do not.
No.
You guys are dark
eyed. I was correct, but I'm like, me and my boyfriend.
Oh.
everybody never knows, and I love it because A, I just, you know, people are like, so husband, boy. I'm like, no, my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
There's no ring on it, so. Yes, Matt and I definitely look like we are mixed because we are.
Yes.
We each have a parent who's fully Caucasian, and then his dad's from Trinidad. My mom's from the Philippines. She resembles neither of them and just really resembles my dad and his mom. So, yeah.
Does she have stuff from both your dad and his mom?
Just the blue eyes and the fair skin.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was like, wait, what? And he like looked at me. I was like, I swear. You know, it was like a
joke. We swear it was
very
you.
Open
I swear it was you. Okay?
So yes. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. But right away I saw her eyes and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I wasn't born with these kind of eyes. And everybody was like, yeah, but they changed. Like, don't get used
That's true.
To it. You
That's
know,
true.
And everybody did say that. But I was like, no, she's really does have these crazy light eyes.
Now, you're super famous, so people probably already know, but I feel like I talk about this with other moms I know whose kids don't look anything like them, and they're on the playground, and people think they're the nanny.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, you know, people are like, that's not your kid.
Definitely, especially when Matt's, like, with her walking around. People are like, oh, cute kid, but, like, not his. You know,
yes.
They just don't put two and two. It's like
sure.
He's holding a friend's kid. And
sure.
Kind of same with me, so it's interesting.
Did you always know you wanted to be a mom?
Yes, I always knew that I wanted to be a mom, but it wasn't something I had any sort of timeline for or like, you know, I mean, I wasn't one of those girls. I never planned a wedding. I personally don't want to get married. I never had this whole expectation of like how things were going to go. I just thought I'd like that. So if it happens, awesome.
Right. So you baby know? Was definitely in the cards for you, but marriage, you're like, nah.
No.
It's just you don't feel it.
I just don't feel it. And I love weddings. If you have a wedding, I'd love to go. I'll buy you a gift. I love weddings. I love it. But for me, I just feel like, I mean, hey, this is the biggest commitment we could ever have.
Yes.
And I'll take a ring. Like, hey, Matt, I'll take a ring. But the whole party and all of that, I don't know. I love the fact that I'm like, come and go, and you can do that regardless. But
yeah.
For me and
no, it's different. I feel like my first fight with Adam when we were married, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is something I can't get out of as easily as I could have before. Like, I definitely remember that, being like, holy shit, this
right.
is like a thing.
And it's not even, I mean, look, it's not because of that. I just like, I don't know. I just don't feel it for myself, but.
I love that.
Yeah.
And also, Matt, he's your life partner and that might change.
Exactly.
Like, who knows? Like,
exactly.
We might be seeing your wedding at 65.
Well, exactly. And
we
I like to call it a commitment party. So eventually I want to have a commitment party. That's what people say is, you know, kind of similar to a wedding. But I want to make a commitment as a family and not just to Matt and I. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. We'll be cool forever because we're her parents. Mm-hmm. But I want to make a commitment that we're going to be the best parents for her and we're going to be like fam jam,
I
you know,
that.
First and foremost. So, yeah.
Was Atlas planned?
No, she wasn't planned. Yeah, she wasn't planned. And I just kind of had a feeling when I was pregnant. And because this was the second time, I may not have been as excited about it. I was a little scared the second time. So I basically, you know, telling him was just kind of like, oh, yeah, so I just took a test and I'm pregnant.
Right.
Like it was very like, you know, but it wasn't planned. Was it not planned?
She was here.
She was here. Yeah.
So you have this amazing, huge following on social media outside of all of your amazing roles in TV and film. Like, you keep certain – I'm fascinated how you keep some of your life private, though. How – like, your relationship with mm-hmm. Matt. Like, how do you decide what does or doesn't or, like, how do you know what to do? Because I haven't posted a picture of my kid, not because
right.
I judge. I just, like – I'm a Libra. I'm really
yep.
bad at making decisions.
Yep.
And so when I can't make a decision, I just don't do anything because
right.
I'm like overwhelmed with fear.
I mean, you're my – Matt's a Libra.
yeah,
so
yeah.
Atlas.
So we're like yeah,
I get you.
You get me.
I was really excited when I found out she was going to be a Libra. I was
yeah.
like, we're on the cusp of Virgo Libra. Either or, I would not mind. But I was like, if she's a Libra, she's like, Matt, super chill. I don't know. Two Aries in a house could be really crazy.
What's an Aries? What's the deal?
I mean,
with
people
them?
Say we're a yeah. little hard-headed.
Oh, okay.
A little stubborn.
Are you,
know, you
those
super
things?
Independent? Yeah, I am. But I'm also like being with a Libra. Like, you need an Aries in your life. You need me to like kind of, you know, set the tone a little bit.
Sure.
So
So, like, how did you decide to share the process of being pregnant?
On YouTube and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yep. Like, how did you do it?
You know, we kind of thought about it. And at the beginning, we were like, okay, I want to film this process just because, like, it's going to be shot professionally. And, like, that'll be funny to look back and for her to look back. And there wasn't really anything I was too scared to show because I still, at the end of the day, would have some control, right? But even then, I mean, in the editing room, we left everything in there. So I wanted people to kind of see this whole journey because, you know, maybe one person out there could relate to some sort of thing or find something funny or whatever. So that's why we decided to do the show. But when it came time to thinking if we were going to put Alice's face out there or what were we going to do, at the end of the day, I just had to think, unfortunately, if you were to Google anybody's kid, even if you don't, you can sometimes see it.
And of course.
For me, I was just like, I don't ever want somebody to fight or like really try in a creepy way to get a photo. Like, let me be in control of everything first so that I put it out and people know and you see it. Now, how much I'll put her out, I don't know. I'm kind of just going with the flow with this entire thing. So for right now, I mean, is she going to look the same way right now as in later? No. And I don't know. When she's a little bit older, am I going to continue to post her? Maybe I won't. For right now, I'm like, I am.
It feels good to you until it doesn't.
Good to me until it doesn't. Thank you.
We were talking about before we started again recording. Sorry, guys. I'm going to fill you in now. There's been nothing thus far, knock on wood, that has really sent you spiraling, which I also think is very inspiring for our listeners to hear because, look, Katie's Crib is a safe space and a lot of moms come on and are having a rough time. And, like, this is very inspiring for us all to hear that you're just rocking and rolling.
Well, and let me also preface that with I have help. First and foremost, you know what I mean? Like, I had somebody help us with nights for the first month so that we were able to sleep. And I had
did that feel weird to you at all?
It felt
like
very weird, and I hated it.
Yeah,
and loved it at the same time.
Yeah,
because I was still watching the monitors, and I love everybody that took care of her, but it was really difficult. So that was hard. There were definitely a few nights there where I'm just like, oh my gosh, should I just go in and get her? Like, I should be doing this. I should be doing this. And I'm not saying like it's been so it's. But this is kind of
No, but there hasn't been any sort of like you didn't struggle with postpartum depression.
No, I struggled with pre. So that was something that was difficult. And I actually thought I was going to have a hard time with post just because, I don't know, I had an inkling. But with her and because of the help that we were really are really fortunate to have, it's made it a lot easier. So, I mean, and that is, like you said, it's right now. She's going to get into teething. She's going to get in a lot of other things. We haven't slept trained her yet. There's all these things. We're really intuitively parenting is what I like to call it. And I don't know if I'm doing it right or wrong.
Yeah,
but
see,
I'm
that goes to your chill nature. Like, you're just like day by day as things come your way and how things come in and out of your life. Tell me about, so pre-depression, like you had a big bout of it before she was here.
Before she was here. When I was probably like four or five months, those were like the worst times. And I was almost just like, oh my gosh, like I'm now going to be a mom. And now being a mom, of course, I'm like, this is amazing. I feel like a superwoman. But before I was scared because I'm like, you can't go back. Like, now you're a mom. Okay, so I'm not like, like cute, single, available girl. Like, I'll have a kid. Whoa. Like, it was really hard for me to get that. And then I was just like, and then this commitment, you know, with Matt, like, we're all, like, there is no disappearing here. Like, now we're doing this. We're in it. Oh, my gosh. And there was just a lot of that and a lot of, like, is this going to change my lifestyle? Is this going to change how people look at me? Like, am I still cool? Like, truly, all these thoughts ran through my mind. And then in addition to that, I wasn't telling anybody at that point. I didn't want to tell anybody.
So you felt very alone.
I felt super alone. Matt was on the road. And there was a lot of jealousy. Because I was like, you're continuing to live your life just like you had prior to this. And I'm now like, I can't drink. I can't do this. I can't do that. Like, this is really confining, and I don't like being confined.
How do you feel now? Do you feel?
I feel great. And to be honest with you, I have tried not to really miss a beat. Like, I continue to live my life, and she is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to it, but I am still myself. I just now added another role. You know, into my repertoire. Like, now I'm like, also a mom. Like, add to the multi-hyphenate. And that's how I look at it. And I want her to see that I have continued to be myself because I would not want her to do the same thing when she, you know, if she does go through this process herself. But I don't know. That's what my mom instilled in me. My mom had my brother and I, and then went to work, and I just saw her hustle and then come back and still be like the best mom ever. And she made it look so effortless, and that's what I'm like, whoa. It definitely isn't effortless, but like she made it look like that. That's what I'm aspiring to.
How's your work-life balance? So your mom worked.
Yes.
And that obviously
she went back to work.
That had a big effect on you because you were like, wow, it's possible.
Yeah.
See, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, which was like, whew, when I went back to work when Albie was 8 weeks old, but it was such, I called my mom and I was like, and I think my mom did a really great job raising my brother and myself. And I was like, I feel like a failure already. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't believe I'm making this choice, but I'm going to raise my son with a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to be me mm-hmm. by myself at mm-hmm. all. Also, the 2 weeks my nanny was sick and I was by myself with him, it was like, I was terrible at it.
Right.
And I didn't like it or myself. That's not to say some women – I have – oh, my God. I have a very good friend who was a hotshot, like top-of-the-game lawyer. She had her daughter complete – done.
Right.
Quit her job. Right. Wanted to be home. It shocked
amazing.
Her.
Yeah.
That's what felt right and
right.
good to her.
Right.
So your mom worked and mm-hmm. you were like, that's going to be my story. And how does it feel?
And I was very much like prior to having Alice, I was like, I'm not taking time off. I'm getting right back into it. Like, this isn't going to change.
Yeah,
we all say that, right?
Complete.
Exactly.
That is a bullshit statement. I'm going to tell you right now.
Absolutely. And it was because, you know, after having her, I was like, all right, I'm going to slow things down. Like, I hardly took a lot of photos. I wish I took more, but I was so present and so in the moment with her for that first little bit that it was amazing, you know? And
did you have a maternity leave?
I'm not shooting a show right now, so I'm kind of like, it's whenever I decide, you know, I'm like picking up my phone and I'll text a bit, but I didn't take an official leave, no. Like, okay. People still had access to me.
Sure.
I just got back to them when I was ready.
Great.
So it was nice, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Tell me about your birth story.
I remember listening to yours when I was pregnant. I was like, oh my God.
I think I was out of my mind when I recorded that. I feel like I need to, can't listen to
it. No, I love it.
But
no,
I feel like I need to re-record. Like, because your birth story, this is odd. I think it changes. I think your memory of it changes. Well, obviously your memory of it changes because people have more than one child. So like your memory of it definitely changes.
Yeah.
What is your story at the moment today?
My story at the moment, from what I can remember,
it was like 33 hours or something.
It was 33 hours.
You had chosen. You were induced?
I was induced. My water broke. I got out of the shower and I was like, oh, crazy. Like, this is what it feels like. It's kind of nice. Like, I don't know. I was like chilling at home for the first 3 hours. And then I always knew I was going to go to the hospital. I myself feel comfortable in a hospital more so than I would at home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I called my doctor and I was like, hey, can you meet me here? He was like, well, you could probably labor more at home. I'm like, no, I feel more comfortable at the hospital. So I
went
there.
Very similarly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, very.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, get me in the hands of professionals
exactly.
immediately.
And
that's
then I'll
how
be able
I
to
feel
relax.
Safest. Me too. Same.
Same. So I went over there, and then, you know, obviously, like, not a lot was happening. So then they were like, okay, we're going to give you Pitocin. And I'm like, oh, I remember this from all the stories that I've heard. Pitocin equals epidural. I'm like, I'm trying not to, but if it does, then cool. I had no birth plan. Like, it was really just like, again, go with the flow.
Classic Shay Mitchell.
It was go with the flow. Because,
yeah,
I mean, you
so
can't plan for this shit. I'm
this.
Sorry.
I'm
but, like, people that have a long
so,
list.
It is so
stop.
Inspiring. Like, I'm just like, whoa, I need a dose of Shay Mitchell on the regular. Okay.
So I went in, they gave me Pitocin, and then I was like, oh, these are getting real. And at that point, I wanted to murder Matt when he was sleeping because I was on the ball, like, crying, like, this is crazy. And I, like, almost was just trying to prove to my doula in a way, which she didn't even care, but I was like, no, I could do this for you. Like, if she wasn't in the room earlier, I would have done
very similar. My doula, when I called for the epidural, I looked at her and I said, I feel like you're disappointed
same.
In me. And she said, I am not, but I was putting that on her. She wasn't.
100%. They really couldn't care. It wasn't that,
no.
you know? And I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, stop. I'm like, okay, you're good? Then I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I got the epidural and I was like, why didn't I do this before?
Yeah.
Like, next time, personally, I'm walking in, give me the epidural,
yeah.
watch a Netflix.
I
you
feel
know what
very
I mean? Like,
similar.
That's what I'm doing. But then there was a weird part with that, too, because my legs were so numb and Matt kept doing this thing. He'd come over, lift my legs up, and then drop them and be like, whoa, you really can't feel them. I was like,
nice,
no,
Matt.
Bro. Like, I can't stop doing that because I'm going to have bruises when I wake up from this. Okay.
Oh my God.
Anyways, no. But that was frustrating because that whole part where I couldn't do anything because she wasn't moving was frustrating because you're not comfortable,
right.
even with the epidurals.
It's a very like, weird feeling to have your legs go completely numb.
Oh, it's
numb.
Weird.
It's weird. It's
you
weird.
Know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, what if there's a fire drill or I need to get up? Like, that's when I started having those thoughts for a second. Let those pass. And then the pushing part, It was 11 minutes. I remember my doctor was Woo-hoo! So incredible, came in like throughout the entire time. He came in and he was like, all right, you're dilated, let's go. I pushed, it was 11 minutes. And I was just like, I mean, that feeling. There's, you can't, like to anybody, you just can't, it's like, I was like, oh, there's a baby. Whoa, that's mine. Whoa, this is real, yeah. You know? Yeah, and it's just, it's like remarkable. The craziest high you could ever have. It was nuts.
It's so remarkable. I really think it's the closest, however your baby comes to you, I just really think it's like, it's a real fucking superhero moment for sure. Yep. It's just superhero for sure. Like, it's so crazy. So you guys did choose a doula.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like having that through the
process?
I'm
so happy
process?
I did. And I was not thinking I was going to do that before. Like, when I heard people get doulas, I'm like, oh, okay.
This like, that's really a LA bullshit.
Like,
yeah, sure.
Need a doula. Like, what are they going to do? No. She was incredible. And when the times when Matt was sleeping and I wanted to kill him, she stopped me. And so it was really good to have her in the room because she was awake with me. And she just calmed me down, everything about her. So, I mean, I would 100% do it again.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I also think birth, I think it used to be, I think it's different in other places in the world. But I think, you know, it's interesting when you do it at a hospital. Nurses are changing.
Absolutely.
Shifts mm-hmm. all the time. And mm-hmm. you could have a labor that's over multiple days. And your most of the time, if you have a partner, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No.
So it's just so amazing. And your doctor doesn't show up till the end. So
for some, for I have some, to say, most. Dr. Crane showed up for me
That's great.
Throughout the entire process.
For a
so
lot of
lucky.
People, it's not.
No,
so
I
like
know.
That there's one person
yep.
who's been through a billion births, yep. hopefully, if you go with an experienced doula, who is on your case
yep.
from start to finish. And I'll tell you, when they, I think it's like they move you from the labor and delivery room to the recovery room. Mm-hmm. And she like packed up all of our shit. Mm-hmm. And like, thank God. Like that small thing, I was like, I mean, I don't have legs.
Yeah.
They don't work.
Yeah.
My husband's out of his mind.
Completely.
Just met his son. And like, I need someone else to help, like, bring together my toothbrush and my deodorant.
Totally. Like, it was cool because she would also get my parents were in town for 2 weeks beforehand, which – anyways, so they
How
were.
How is that? What do you recommend?
Great,
I'm
but
like,
next
I
time
see
I'm like, next What's time the, I go into labor, I'll that? Call you because they live in Vancouver. I'm like, I'll call you when I go into labor next time so you can be here at that moment instead of waiting 2 weeks before because that put a lot of pressure.
Too much
I was
stress.
Like, this is stressful now because you guys are here and like, who knows how late she's going to come? I don't know. But no, going back to the doula, Andre, she was incredible because she also like knew when I wanted everybody out of the room and she had a way of doing it that didn't insult them.
Right. She can play the bad cop.
She played the bad cop and it was great. So yeah, I 100%. Then we'll have her.
What was your postpartum situation like? Like, did you love it? Were you in love immediately? I know we talked, you had pre-partum depression, mm-hmm. but not postpartum depression. Did it click in right away? Did you feel the happiest you've ever felt? Like, what did you feel?
It was wild. And I feel like I'm so grateful for the amazing nurses I had at Cedars. I truly wanted to stay in the room with them forever. Like, it was such a pleasant experience that I had with them. They made it so lovely and helped me out with her right away. You know, the breastfeeding was really interesting and painful, but I had other friends who had recently had kids too, and they were like, Shay, we're on week three. Like, if you want to continue to do it and it works for you, it's going to get better.
Bless them for saying that.
Yes. And so I had that in my mind because I was like, otherwise, like, I'm like, I think I'm the only one with my nipples feeling like this.
I would not have breastfed one more day if I hadn't had my village.
Yeah.
And
same.
Again, for everyone listening, I cannot emphasize enough having mothers around you who say the not mothers around you who are saying things like you should is what's best. Saying helpful things like I'm a little bit ahead of you and in my experience it got better at 8 weeks. But that might not be your case.
Exactly.
But like that's what I can tell you. And
exactly.
I would hear things like that and I'd be like, okay, like they like maybe I can. Maybe I can. Yeah, I just feel like that's great that you had that.
Yeah.
You posted, like, the most, speaking of breastfeeding, gorgeous photo of yourself breastfeeding back in December. and did you just get so much attention? I mean, it's the whole normalizing breastfeeding thing is, wow.
To be honest, I wasn't even trying to do that. I was at a photo shoot with my stylist.
Feeding your kid. Yeah, yeah.
And then pumping. I fed her because she was there. Yeah. And we got a photo and I loved it and I put it out. And, you know, it's so interesting.
It was so Shay Mitchell. You didn't even, like, know that this would, like, make waves.
And I mean, everything I've done when I was pregnant and now, everything has kind of made a wave in one way or another. And, like, if I really cared that much, I'd be up and down every day. So I don't. But with that, it was interesting because people were just like, how dare you make it look so glamorous? And I'm like, but
what?
I was dressed up, and it does look glamorous in this moment in time.
Yeah.
It does it all the time.
Oh, they were thinking like maybe this was a breastfeeding photo shoot.
Yeah, and that I was trying to, and then, you know, they're like, you make it uncomfortable for other people who don't look like this when they breastfeed. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to do that. I was at a photo shoot. I had a full glam team, and this is what it is. But like, let me tell you, I'm in my sweatpants most of the time.
Sure.
You know, and
also, that's a fucking dope photo, and I hope you blow that up and put it
in. Yeah, and I am, but I'm also like, why do when people think that we're doing things as a mother, do you always have to picture a stained shirt? It's not always like that. And that pissed me off because I was like, I am in a stained shirt most of the time. But when I am not, we can also be glamorous in a dress feeding our child. Like, who are you to tell me? I don't know. That's my whole feeling. I don't really get that crazy about it because it makes me laugh.
Did you breastfeed ever in public or did you feel like
I breastfed in public?
You did.
Yeah.
I was sort of like, I mean, again, I'm such a fucking rule follower and type A person, but I loved sort of rebelling. Like, I'd be like, this is the one time in public I'm going to have my tit out.
Yeah.
And everyone just has to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I just was like, at first I was like all about covering and all this stuff. And then I started hanging out with Kristen Bell, who was like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
She was like, and no.
Right.
Like, her Dax said that the more people that would come over, the more times she would breastfeed with her boob out.
That's
like, in public.
Funny.
Like, she just was like,
It is what it is. I'm just like, if I'm there at the gym, I mean, I'm not like, hello, everybody, but like, I'll just do it. I just don't think about it anymore. Like, we take her out to dinner and we go to, you know, places out there and I'll just take her out and feed her.
You founded this incredible luxury travel line. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with travel. We need to talk about this. Pronounce the beautiful name for me.
Base.
Yeah, Base.
Yes.
Tell me about the latest collection you're rolling out. Like, tell me how you're helping moms. I feel like you and I are kindred spirits in the travel world.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with traveling. My kid's been on 57 flights in his 2.5 years.
Amazing.
He's been to 7 countries. Travel is the one place, it's my most favorite thing.
Same.
More than anything
Same.
On the planet. And it's important. It was, honestly, I can remember when Adam and I were having, we planned our son, but like, we were having so many conversations. The one time we had to go to couples therapy was because I was so scared that having a child was going to change my ability to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's where I feel best. And I'm curious, how have you traveled with her?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big value for you as well. Obviously, you have an entire line of luggage.
Yes.
Tell me
travel
about all
of that. Travel for me was always, I mean, like you said, it was my first love. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. And, you know, when I was traveling, I'd always kind of look at other people's bags and I'd look at my own bags. And yes, you know, the stuff that was super fancy, but still to me doesn't seem as functional, was always way out of my budget.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff,
come on.
You know, that
Good
was
Lord.
Affordable. Was just looked affordable, like looked very cheap and
yeah,
was
agreed.
Cheap and fell apart. And then I was like, oh, I need something in the middle that, you know, is functional and cute and maybe just a solid color, like maybe not pink with unicorns. I love unicorns, but maybe I don't always want that when I'm getting affordable luggage. Like, I want just chic luggage that has really functional. And so I'd be on the plane, I'd just draw up these ideas, you know. It could be the weight indicator that we added to our luggage, because all the times that I go there,
there's
and I'm
a
like,
weight indicator.
Yes, you lift the handle and it goes red if it's over 50 pounds.
On the floor.
Yeah, of course, because I don't
You're
like,
a genius.
Who thinks to buy
I'm
one?
I'm literally
so
standing on a scale, and then I'm having Adam
Repack.
Also hold the scale
no,
while I'm
girl.
On it. It's so dumb.
I'm going to, you're,
oh
you're
God,
good. I'll send you the
incredible.
Weight indicator look. Whoa. And it was everything from like the handle. You know, I remember being like, if I'm running to a flight, like the handle would really cramp my hand when I was holding it. So I put a cushion under all the handles.
Come on,
and,
people. This is genius.
Yeah, but it was just because I had so much experience on the road and on the go, I'd come up with these things that I selfishly wanted to create for myself.
Sure.
You know, like sitting there and looking at the airplane pocket in front of you, was like, that's disgusting. There needs to be a pocket that I can put in so my laptop and stuff, I don't have to go reaching for it in the pocket. So
and
I came
find
up with
someone's
a seat
old
back
gum.
Organizer. Exactly. So all these different things kept coming to me. And I was like, you know what? You know, people would have been asking, like, are you going to do a makeup line? Are you going to do a clothing line? Like, I love those things, but I don't have an interest in doing them. I really want to go into the travel market because I feel like there's a white space for it and that I can fill. So that's kind of how Base came about. And now most recently, we just dropped our diaper bag collection, which I'm super excited about because when I was looking for bags, you know, it was like the two designer ones and then the other ones that to me personally, I wasn't into. They looked like diaper bags and I don't want to right away be like, oh, you have diapers in there. No, I want to be able to take it to a meeting and then have my daughter with me and people be like, that's a cute bag, no matter if they're a mother or not,
right?
You know, and
right.
So that's how our diaper bag collection came about. And truly, if you take out the changing pad, it's a chic bag.
Nice.
Like, it's just a chic bag.
I know. Why are we just... Why are diaper bags so shitty?
I don't know. I really don't know because it's like, why? Like, they're carrying shitty things inside. Like, can we just not make it look shit? Like, just, I don't know. I hate when things scream like,
well, because a lot of times it's functional and so people are like,
our bag is crazy functional.
Oh, I can't
they
wait
can
to
be
see
functional.
It.
They don't have to look like diaper bags.
Yeah.
We're literally doing the sickest diaper bag backpack that I'm so excited about this because it transforms into like a different kind of bag, two bags. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I'm telling you,
it's a transformer, guys.
It's a transformer. It's chic AF. And the stuff that we have coming for moms, babies, all of that kind of stuff in the travel world is so exciting.
This is good.
Yeah.
So with that, have you taken Atlas on trips?
Yes. I took her to Vancouver, I feel, was her first trip to visit my grandma. And
great.
So that was incredible. She did a plane ride. We did a helicopter ride to the island. And then after that, we had to go to Paris. So I took her to Paris. And it was, I think she's truly my child and living into her name because she loves an airplane. Like, she is great, you know? She's up and then she'll sleep. But for right now. For right now, because I could just hear people being like, wait until she crawls, wait until she walks. That's
going to
be a whole
bad.
Other struggle.
It was really only bad for us when he learned how to walk.
Yeah.
Because it was like caging a gorilla. He does not
Absolutely.
Want to sit for 6 hours. He wants to keep practicing.
Right.
And he wants to go up and down the aisles and he wants to crawl. And we did. I mean, I've never gotten in that many steps ever.
See, I'm excited for that moment because that's when Matt's going to take over.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
That's what I'm
Have
like.
Fun,
you go
Matt.
Up and down. I'll be here.
Oh,
sleeping.
And then we'll go and hang out in the bathroom for like a while. And
right.
He just pulls out all the toilet paper and all the stuff. Tell me about any self-care routine tips. Like, how are you like a meditator? You're just chill as fuck. Like,
I'm
this
not because what's the alternative? Like,
are you sleeping?
Out?
Did you sleep immediately?
No, but I don't really sleep. I didn't sleep prior to Atlas that much. Like, I don't really sleep a lot. That was the one benefit of me going into this is that I wasn't used to having a lot of sleep regardless. But I'm always asking, I'm like, is this a crazy big deal? Whatever it is that I'm, you know, in. And will we be okay? Like, what's the alternative? Stressing out and freaking out, and then what? Like, that doesn't accomplish anything either. And like, no one wants to be around that. And like, Matt's super chill too. He's a little bit more of a hypochondriac than I am, but I bring him back down. I'm like, she's fine. You're fine.
Has she had like a major cold or throw up
I
or
had
diarrhea?
A,
something
I had
scary
a flu
where you were
in
like,
January,
oh, fuck.
And you know, I'd heard and read. I was like, oh, but if I'm breastfeeding her, she won't get it. She got it.
Oh, no.
So she, yeah, it was, you know, so sad but he was right there with the whole like snot sucker. I
yep.
couldn't do that. I still can't.
Yep.
But he's a pro at it. And like saline snot sucker, like he was getting in there and totally crushing it with her. But it was
Were
just
you afraid
so sad.
Ever?
No.
Fear is not your go-to.
It's
like,
just,
it is
but,
mine.
Yeah, it's not. Because it's like, that doesn't help anything.
No,
you know, now
you are
I'm
right.
super cautious. Trust me. Like, I have hand sanity. I'm always prepared to the max. I'm prepared. But I'm not going to stress out. Because I also feel like that energy in my mind, self-consciously, like through osmosis and all that stuff, I truly believe that it can seep into them sometimes and then cause her to be a little bit more anxious. I don't want that. I want to be like even keel, super cool. So if she is scared, you know, she's like, oh, but I don't feel it from you, so we're good.
Right.
You know, it's like how you look at the flight attendants on the plane. I'm always like, okay, is she okay? She's not looking like she's freaking out. We're good.
Right.
I need to be that flight attendant at all times for them, you know?
Do you ever feel mom guilt? Is that a thing for you, or is that
no? Because, like I said, I want her to know that, like, I'm continuing. The better I feel and the better my mind is, the better I'm going to be for her. Right. You know, the happier I am, and like, that's really important for me. I have to go out. I need to go and do my workouts. Fit that in. I need to fit in my time with my girlfriends without her there. Mm-hmm. I need to fit out in times with Matt. You know, where she's not there, so that like my sanity is good, and when I come back, she's getting 100%.
That's really the thing. Troyan said that. I think Troyan on her podcast was like, it's the whole I put my mask on first mm-hmm. on the airplane, bringing mm-hmm. it back to travel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But like you put your mask on yep. first. So you feel, God, Shay Mitchell, you are inspiration. Good Lord.
Let's just say how amazing it is to have a Troyan Belisario in our lives too.
Oh my God.
She is incredible. I'm
the
watching
best
her.
Mom
oh
ever.
My gosh.
I just saw her last weekend.
And like she's like French and all sign language
oh
and all
God.
This stuff.
She's
I'm
speaking
like
in French to her child and sign language. It's so dumb.
It's
but she also is also a very chill mom, which
she
is great.
She is also very chill, yes.
I would say between us and all the listeners, I think you're even chiller, which is incredible to me. I think she's my chill mom friend. Like she's the one and wow, you're even more so. It's like amazing. What is next for you?
Oh my gosh.
Are you like ready to jump in and have another baby?
No. And Matt was like, why don't you just like, you know,
get it done.
Yeah, run it back. And I'm like, cool, you want to? I'd be more than happy to support you on your journey of you delivering one. But for me right now, I want to enjoy her and I want to see her like grow up a little bit and walk and do all these like little important first things with her right now. And then, you know, who knows? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen for the next one?
Like, we don't know.
I don't know, but I'm enjoying it right now. And
what's next for you work-wise?
Work-wise, going back to work on Dollface for season 2.
Yay!
Which is awesome.
Where does it shoot?
Yes, it shoots in LA.
Oh, God.
I know.
You're living that dream.
I know. It's really nice. And you mean having the other girls on the show, too, is awesome because she'll have like three other like aunties.
Are you the only mom on the show? Of
yes.
the leads?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
so that's great and important. Mm-hmm. That's an important torch to carry. I always think no matter what job place you're in, if you are the first to be, you know, doing the mom journey, it's like you're really setting precedent for a lot of people who work there.
Yeah, and they said the same thing when I was pregnant because they were like, fuck, Shay, like now when we're pregnant, we can't complain about this stuff. And I was like, because you didn't complain. Because I was pregnant at 6 months shooting these shows and it was, you know, like we all know, crazy long hours. I was wearing heels. That's what my character wore. I was so like obsessed with her being this like fashionista person. So I was like, the more heels, the better. And that was at 3 months. 6 months, I was like, fuck these
my
heels.
My feet don't fit.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was good and it was fun. And it was like cool that I proved it to myself I could do it. At the end, I was ready for it to be done because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can't go on any longer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who saw it, but I'd highly suggest wearing diapers if you're still pregnant. Like that to me.
I wore diapers on Broadway.
Oh, amazing.
Like I was like horrified because I hadn't done anything like really physical and I had a 6 month old and we were doing like lifts and throws and I was running and I was like, I don't know, guys, this could come out of left field and I could just dump a whole lot of urine all over
yep.
this Broadway stage.
Yep. And diapers prior to that. I'm saying when I was on set shooting those long hours, I was like, the bathroom's all the way over there. Okay.
Amazing. What is your advice for new moms out there?
I would say don't stress yourself out because in your mind you're like, I'm not doing this right. I'm not perfect. Like, look, by the way, your kid's not holding a grudge. They're not keeping tally of what you're doing right or what you're doing wrong. They're really not. They want you to love them and give them attention. And I mean, they feed off that energy. I truly believe that. So when you are super stressed out, I mean, just try and pull it back a little bit and be like, you know what? I got this. You got this. You got this.
Yeah. And also you can reach out to someone who can help you.
Absolutely. And there are always, there's places you can go to talk about things. If you're not feeling well, there's so many amazing places out there.
Wow. Incredible. And you're not even like a meditator for 20 minutes a day.
No. Good and Lord. My dad took me to meditation when I was younger. So I still like.
Maybe that's how it all sunk in.
Maybe that's or like, I have no idea. A lot of those self-help books he'd always have on audiobooks. Maybe that played a part too. But
maybe you could tell us what meditation school your dad took you to or what audio tapes he was putting on. And if we play them for our children, they might be really chill like you. But thank you so much for being on Katie's Crib. This was
you.
So helpful and also just so beautiful to talk to a mom who's rocking it. Atlas is beautiful and you are beautiful and thank you so much for being on Katie's Crib.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to episode one of the two-part episode finale of Katie's Crib, season three. I invite you all to listen to episode two with Shay Mitchell in February of 2021. Let's hear how Shay Mitchell's motherhood journey has evolved.
Katie's Crib is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.